spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the recitation of Durood-e Pak is the essence of our lives. All your problems, all your difficulties, all your ailments, all your diseases disappear with the recitation of Durood upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many benefits and many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak. Let me share one with you. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Now can you imagine, wherever you went, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal followed you? Whatever you did, alhamdulillah, there was blessings and barakat in it. Well, if you keep reciting Durood-e Pak, then in accordance with this promise of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you will constantly bask in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because every time you recite Durood-e Pak, mercies will descend upon you. And they'll continue descending so long as you keep reciting Durood-e Pak. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any event that we're organizing, any future event that we look forward to, any special thing that is happening in our lives, demands a certain amount of preparation. And if we're prepared for it and we put in the time and effort, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, we will be successful and we will be able to gain maximum benefit from that. For example, if you plan an event and you turn up on the day and you ask, where is everybody? Why isn't everything organized? The questions that will be asked are, well, what have you done? Did you book the hall? Did you book the sound system? Have you paid for the food? Did you make arrangements? Did you prepare your bayan? Did you prepare things? And if the answer is no, then at the last moment, if you're trying to rush about and trying to make things work, you might have a little bit of success, but nowhere near what you would have expected or could have achieved. Now, in exactly the same way, there are certain times in our life, certain opportunities, certain chances, which require maximum effort and preparation in order to reap the great rewards. And the month of Ramadan, we all know, is amazing. We know that this month is full of mercies and blessings and barakah. It's full of treasures, magnificent treasures of Allah Azza wa Jal. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The attainment of forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And its status is so magnificent that if we sat here talking about its amazing bounties, we could sit here for thousands of years and not do justice to this topic. But when it comes to preparation for this month, like that person who turns up to an event, having called the people and done no preparation, and he runs about trying to make things meet and tries to do the best he can in the situation, often we find ourselves in the same position when it's Ramadan. We ask the question, it's come so quickly, I wasn't ready for it. The question is, why weren't you ready for it? Its time was fixed. We knew when Ramadan was. Why now are you panicking? Why are you struggling? You had these high hopes and aspirations. You wanted to achieve so much in Ramadan. But they were just dreams. Did you do anything to fulfill those dreams? Did you do the preparation? Did you do the planning? Did you carefully sit down, write down what you were going to do? Think it through. If you did, then you will be able to maximize the benefits of Ramadan. See, Ramadan isn't just about doing good deeds. We all, to an extent, leave sins and do some good. This wasn't a month where you do some good. If you went to a business event and you didn't do your preparation, didn't do your research, and at this event you managed to do a little bit of trade and you managed to walk away with a little bit of profit, and inside you were feeling quite proud that, you know, I've made a few pounds here and I've done well, and then suddenly you meet a person and he says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I've made thousands. Wow, he's lucky. Then you meet another one, he says, I've made millions. You think, wow, he's lucky. Another one, another one, another one. And suddenly it dawns upon you that it wasn't pure luck, it wasn't coincidence, it wasn't chance that these people were all successful. What they had done was prepare for this event. They invested their time and effort, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when the time come, they reaped the rewards. Rajab was the month of sowing the seeds. Ramadan is the month of harvesting the crop. But today I'm going to talk about that month in between, Sha'ban. Rajab was a very respected and honored month. Ramadan is a magnificent month. But in between them lies a month which is truly amazing. And its amazing nature can be gleaned from the fact that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ki Shaban is my month and Ramadan is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the scholars write that the magnificence of this month was great anyway, but when the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to it as my month, then the devotees of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fall over themselves to maximize the benefits from this amazing month. And they know that the pleasure of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies in doing maximum good deeds in the month that Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his own. Subhanallah. This month is a month full of blessings and barakat. And Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that this month is unfortunately one that is often neglected. Muslims are unaware of the blessings and barakats of this amazing month. Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu anhu, the great Shaykh of Islam, what he says is this month of Shaban is truly amazing. He says the five letters of the word Sha'ban actually give you a great indication of the amazing nature of this month. His level of knowledge and intellect was amazing. He says this, he says the sheen for Sha'ban stands for sharaf, nobility, great status. The Ain, Uluv, it means the great heights, ascension. Then the Ba, Sha'ban, Ba for Bir, meaning kindness, benevolence, mercies. Alif, Ulfat, affection. And finally, the Noon in Sha'ban, Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala beautifully says, stands for the Noor of this month, Allahu Akbar, the light that it distributes, Subhanallah. And with these virtues, Allah Azza wa Jal sends this blessed month towards His servants. This is the month to do good deeds. This is the month of training. This is the month where we need to open our eyes. We've sowed the seeds in the month of Rajab. This is the month that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we water the crops. Now we're watering the crops will grow great and beautiful. And the more effort we make in this month in getting things ready to harvest in the month of Ramadan, the greater your crop will be and the greater your profit will be in the month of Ramadan. Those who neglect this month, who put the seeds down, but if you put the seed into the ground but you don't water it, you don't check the soil, you don't save it from scavengers, you don't save it from wrong, you don't fertilize it, you can't then sit there and expect to have a great crop in Ramadan. You may be able to get the odd thing here and there, but the farmer who's put in the hard work in between period after planting the seeds, that is the farmer who maximizes his profit. And on the day of harvest, he is the happiest farmer. He's got piles and piles of grain and crop, and he's feeling very happy with himself. And he knows that for the months I've put in the hard effort, today I've been rewarded. That is the person who sows the seeds in Rajab. He starts to reform his ways. He starts to control his tongue. He starts to control his eyes, his hands, his feet, his actions. He tries to cleanse his mind. He tries to increase his recitation of the Quran. He starts to fast in Rajab. And when it comes to Shaban, he's done a little bit of ground foundation work. Now he's in the beautiful month of Shaban. Now he's up to do that hard work, to water the crop, to look after the crop, to try and maximize the profits, to try and make sure that he fertilizes the crops. And so what does he do? He increases his recitation of the glorious Quran. He increases the control of his eyes. He increases the control of his tongue. He makes sure he listens to nothing wrong with his ears. He makes sure that his mind is clean and pure. He fasts day in, day out. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love fasting in this month, to the extent that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast for most days of this month. So the one who is clever, who is astute, who's thinking ahead to Ramadan, who's thinking, I want a huge pile of deeds in the month of Ramadan. I just don't want to get away with a few good deeds or staying away from sin. No, Ramadan doesn't come every year in the sense that you might not see it next year. What if you die? This could be your last Ramadan. You need to maximize your profits. You need to maximize your opportunities. This is why when you go to a business deal and you think this deal will never come again, what if I miss out on this opportunity? I may not get it back in my lifetime again. When it comes to money, when it comes to business, we think like that. But unfortunately, we don't think like that when it comes to deeds. We should all be thinking, what if this Ramadan is my last Ramadan? What if I don't get this opportunity again? I need to build up this treasure. So like that farmer who comes up and is expecting in Ramadan huge piles of crops everywhere and the big smile on his face, standing proud saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I sowed the seeds in Rajab, I worked hard in Sha'ban, and then in Ramadan Mubarak, here comes the crop. Here comes the good deeds, not just a few here and there, but here they come in sacks and piles and whole, you know, warehouses full of good. SubhanAllah, this is Shaban. Shaban is that crucial month, that catalyst which will change things. Sometimes when you have solutions, for those of you who like chemistry, you have a reaction and you mix two elements together and there's a little reaction, but it's very slow and it gives off its gases and everything else. But suddenly, you throw in a catalyst. What does the catalyst do? It speeds up the whole reaction and it produces beautiful results quickly and more effectively and in greater quality and quantity. This is what Shaban is. Shaban is that catalyst. It's here to take you. What you've done is brought everything together in Rajab and tried to look at your life. Shaban is that month which is there as a catalyst. It's here to take you wholeheartedly and change you. Let me give you some examples. The companions, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that upon every sighting of the moon of Sha'ban, the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala would focus their attention towards the recitation of the Holy Quran. They would turn to paying their zakat for their wealth so that the weak and poor could also make arrangements for fasting in the month of Ramadan. The governor would summon the prisoners to carry out their sentences on the convicted and would then set them free for those who it was justified for. Traders would pay back their debts. Those who needed to collect money collected their dues. And in this way, everybody worked hard to rid themselves of their duties and responsibilities, and everybody worked hard to concentrate on worship a month before that month of Ramadan al-Mubarak was about to come upon them. And at the very sighting of the moon of Ramadan, then they would perform ghusl and totally dedicate themselves to this blessed month to maximize the profits. Our life is very short. This month of Sha'ban is truly here to give us a new insight. We want that enthusiasm, we want that zeal that Muslims used to get in worship. Sadly, what happens in Ramadan is for the first few days it's the euphoria, the excitement and everything else. And then suddenly it all dies down. The reason for that is that you haven't done the thorough preparations. You haven't set the groundwork. So it's like somebody in a race. And when you get out of the blocks, he's fine, he's running with the other athletes. But 20 meters down, the other athletes have been training day in, day out, running their 200, 500, 800 meters or whatever the race is. And they've practiced. So for the first 20 meters, everybody's fine. But it's after the first 20, 30 meters that the men are separated from the boys. Those who have put the efforts in continue. And they are at a pace, beautifully running along. And those who thought I'd take a shortcut and did no preparation are suddenly panting and puffing because they're out of breath. This is often what happens in Ramadan. Those people who put in the time and effort in this beautiful month of Sha'ban, they increase their recitation of the Quran. They try to build up to half a para, three quarters of a para. They try to read Siratul Jinan fi Tafsir al-Quran, the commentary of the Quran. They try to read Kanzul Iman, the English, beautiful English translation of the Quran. Then those people are in the habit. They're spending a day, they're spending 2 hours a day reading the Quran. They're spending an hour a day, perhaps in Sha'ban, reading the Quran. They're spending time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. They've got, in Sha'ban, they've said, I'm going to read Durood-e Pak 1,200 times. So in Ramadan, I'm going to read 2,000 times. So 1,200, 2,000, this is how they're building themselves up. And what the foolish one does is wants to match this person who every day in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam has got up and read the Quran. He's gone to the masjid to read Fajr. He's come back and done the zikr. He's got a daily list of Durood-e Pak and other wazaif that he's going to do. He's tried to save his eyes from the wrong thing in Sha'ban. He's tried to save his tongue from wrong during this month. He's tried to save his ears from wrong in this month. His hands, his feet, everything else, he's tried to control. By the time it comes to Ramadan al-Mubarak, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, he's trained. So when the wrong thing comes, his eyes are lowered. When the wrong thing comes, his ears are closed to them. When the wrong thing comes or somebody upsets him, his tongue doesn't blurt out filth. No, he stays quiet. This was the training of Sha'ban. Sha'ban was the key to Ramadan. Sha'ban was the month of training. Sha'ban was the essence of preparing yourself for this blessed month of Ramadan Mubarak. Those who missed out are like those sprinters who can run the first 20 meters. But after that, they're puffing and panting. And halfway through the race, they're on the floor and they're gone. These are the people we see in Ramadan. First day, they read a para. They've done 1,000 Durood-e Pak. But then day two, it's three quarters of a para. And then day three, it's half. And day four, and by day five, life's back to normal. Looking at the same rubbish on the internet, the same social media pages, and back to normal. Why? Because the mindset isn't there. The mindset needs to be developed over time. You don't change in Ramadan. This is the key to it. A lot of brothers come and say, in Ramadan, I will do these things. No, this is not how it works. You do it before, you prepare before, and then you will be able to run the beautiful marathon, the beautiful sprint, the beautiful race of Ramadan. And that race is to build good deeds. This is what Muslims should do. Unfortunately, in today's day and age, we are focused on making money. We are focused on getting the maximum benefits from the world. But what Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah says is, why can't we have the Madani mindset of focusing on maximum deeds maximizing the deeds that we have, every opportunity that we get, be it big or small. Why don't we make this mindset that I'm going to do that deed? Why let the shaitan stop you? Why let the shaitan put whispers in your mind and take you away from good? Take every opportunity that you have. And if you start to do this in the month of Sha'ban, you will develop the Madani mindset and automatically do it in the month of Ramadan. And then there will be mistakes that you make. And these are mistakes that you don't want to make in the month of Ramadan. So if you're trying to cleanse yourself and then you make a mistake, you repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you try again and again and again. And hopefully in this month of Sha'ban, because you're fasting, because you're reading the Quran, because you're doing the zikr, these mistakes will gradually filter out, so that when you get to the doorstep of Ramadan al-Mubarak, you've completed this first part of the journey, and now you're ready for that higher spiritual flying that Ramadan al-Mubarak blesses people with. But it only blesses those who are pure and clean. If you arrive at the door of Ramadan with filth, no doubt you'll be cleaned, but you won't be cleaned to that level. You won't gain the deeds to that level that a person who has worked hard in Sha'ban will. Why? Because he's done thorough preparation. This is why this is the ideal month for getting hold of the nafs, controlling the nafs. And one of the methods for that is nafl fasts. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast abundantly in this month. One easy way to do it is Mondays and Thursdays. It's sunnah to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, and then the white nights, the 13th, 14th and 15th of the blessed month, which is also sunnah. And that way you've got 8 days for Monday and Thursday, and 3 extra days depending on how they fall. And in this way, alhamdulillah, at least you're fasting for a great number of days. If you do more, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the blessings and barakats are greater. And in this Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, the days are quite short still anyway, so you can fast for the maximum amount of days, subhanallah. And if you extend this up until Ramadan, and it's got to say you should do, but say if you, for example, you felt that it was bringing weakness, then maybe tail it off so that the week before you're only keeping Monday and Thursday, so that it gives you the strength to get through Ramadan al-Mubarak, because the fasts of Ramadan al-Mubarak are obviously more important than Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam because they are farz. So you don't want to get to such a state of weakness or illness that they affect those. But for most of us, that's not going to happen, especially in the short days that we have. It's narrated by Sayyidina Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see that you observe fast more extensively in the month of Sha'ban than any other month. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, it is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. People are neglectful of it. In this month, the deeds of the people ascend towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and I love that my deeds be ascended in a state when I am observing fast. Subhanallah. And then Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says that the greatest of mankind, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, used to observe fast all the days of Sha'ban. And she asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see your favorite month is Sha'ban, as you observe fast. And Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes the name of every person destined to die in that year, and I love that my time for passing away, I am in the state of fasting. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is an amazing month. This is a beautiful month. And if there was nothing else that we knew about it, just that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it their month and said, Sha'ban is my month. Because whatever is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's is a gift for the Ummah. Because the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us so much that everything Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does is to help the Ummah and to help us. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has identified this month as the month that he loves. Why? So the Ummah loves this month, makes the preparation for Ramadan al-Mubarak, gains maximum benefit from Ramadan, and as a result of respecting, honoring and gaining good deeds in Ramadan al-Mubarak, is successful in this life and in the life of the hereafter, and enters Jannah by the blessings of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should encourage our family, our household, our environment, that this is the month of Sha'ban. Now let's stop everything. Nothing should be on television other than Madani channel. We should change our ways. Nothing, no music, nothing in our cars. It's haram. And it should not happen, especially in this sacred month of Sha'ban. This is a month to focus on Ramadan. This is a month to plan for Ramadan. This is a month to get the maximum benefits for Ramadan. This is the month to plan for that meticulously, so that you make sure that you do not miss an opportunity to good deeds. If you manage to do that, then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, on that beautiful and blessed night, when the announcement is made that it is the first night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and the doors of the heavens are opened, and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends, and Allah Azza wa Jal is calling out and saying, who wants forgiveness? Who wants my bounties? And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the blessings of the Nalani Park, the sandals of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will be there saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we try to cleanse ourselves in Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, and here we are, at the footsteps of the door of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ya Allah, we are here for these blessings. Please shower them upon us. Ameen bijahi Nabi Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
A spring of goodness, subhan.